There you go, Shriek Back. Some fabulous, actually that was from 1990. It has such an 80s sound to it. But Shriek Back, probably it was a reissue thing though. So it probably was 80s. White Out by Shriek Back. Before that, we heard White Horses, which was Claudette Lajeune did that originally. That was Jamie Wednesday. Before that, we heard White Trash, a real nice rockabilly rocker from the Hillbilly Hellcats from their Rev It Up of Taz premiere record, which is good. The Fall, got to play The Fall. White Lightning, their version of... You know, the funny thing is I thought it was George Jones because George Jones made a hit out of it. But actually, the Big Bopper wrote that, the guy that did Chantilly Lace. So that was kind of really surprising to see that White Lightning was written by... the Big Bopper actually wrote something, yeah, aside from Chantilly Lace. White Lightning Train. Yeah, those... the scariest band in the world, Deadbolt. So that's White Lightning Train. We heard White Dove, Hazel Atkins. So it's back to back with Hazel Atkins doing White Dove and then Johnny Dowd in front of that. White Dolomite from his album That's Your Wife on the Back of My Horse. Fanito album from 2015. A little something newer, the West Samoa Surfer League did White Russian, that nice surf tune. And we did the single U.S. version of The Clash's White Riot. White Rum, that neat little reggae tune, was Sly and the Revolutionaires. And we started with The Whitest Boy on the Beach, Fat White Family. Nice set. Nice white set. And that is what the Today Show is. It's all songs about the color white. It's part of like a duality thing because I have another show that's all about the color black. And these are backup pre-recorded shows. So if I'm not in the studio, I'm going to play one of these. And like I'm saying, I hope I'm going to be back in the studio. It all looks pretty darn promising. And then I may even have like an encore show in a different slot. I'll let everybody know. So that's kind of fun. All right, you ready for more? Yeah. This is a neat little punkish tune for a band called the Forbidden Tigers. And it's White Red Wine. WRCT, Zombo in your brain. And it's this thing.
Behind me, they continue to remind me How fast I'm growing old. Yes, I'll die with this fever in my soul. White line fever. In the white room with black curtains, in the stations, black roof country, no gold pavements, tired starlings, silver horses, run down moonbeams in your dark eyes, dawnlight smiles on your leaving. Contentment. Was kindness in the heart crowd, consolation from the old wound now forgotten, yellow tigers crouched in jungles in her dark eyes, she's just dressing. Goodbye windows, tired starlings. I'll sleep in this place with a lonely crowd. Lie in the dark where the shadows thank you.
seem small. But the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice. Boy, she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're gonna fall, tell the hooker smoking and a pill has given you the call. Go ask. Boy, she's dangerous. Get some fantasy when you go. And you just have some kind of mushroom. And your mind is moving low. Who is Alice? I think she'll know. With magic and percussion, he'll throw his soap again.
And white dice
jumping backwards.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book. Take a walk. Unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September. Paint a self-portrait. Catch up on a TV series. Do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council. A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, Because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yes, moving white along. This show is all songs about the color white. It is part of a pre-recorded dualities thing that I did towards the end of like a lot of my pre-recorded shows I've done for 2 years in the underground. And I'm not going to miss this. The pussycat fighting. Quit it. Whenever I do a radio show, there's a pussycat fight. If you know anything about any of my pre-recorded shows, somehow it entices a cat fight. And that's very sad to see. I am not going to miss this when I'm back in the studio. So hopefully, sorry, you'll have to put up with another pussycat fight in the background. So we heard White Riot by Kelp. And that was a surf version of the Clash tune from the Charlie Does Surf. And we heard the Jefferson Airplane. It's really interesting to know that the Jefferson Airplane was like, they were like on American Bandstand and like, 1968 and 69, like with a lot of like 67, just like real, when Surrealistic Pillow Footers came out, I never realized that that album was so far ahead, like being a pop album, being so far ahead of what was already out there. And you could just see like, you know, Dick Clark was completely out of his element trying to interview the band. And Grace Slick actually wrote White Rabbit. I thought that was really kind of neat. She actually wrote some of the neat stuff, and she wasn't even the original singer. So some kind of interesting things about the Jefferson Airplane. And I guess another thing, too, is I guess they gave the Residents some money. When the Residents were first starting out, they needed money. So that's kind of interesting. Okay. From El Paso, way long ago, Chuck Sledge with the surf tune White Heat. We heard White Trash by Southern Culture on the Skids. White Room by Joel Gray. Now, this is really kind of cool. So Joel Gray, you know, like, first off, his daughter is, she was in Dirty Dancing. Jennifer Gray, is that her name or something? Something like that, but she was the gal in Dirty Dancing. But her dad is Joel Gray. Well, here's the, so that's like not a big deal. The real big deal is that Joel Gray, and their grandfather, Joel Gray's father, was Mickey Katz. So if you are a listener of the show, you know I love Mickey Katz. Really great klezmer Yiddish song parodist, and was with Spike Jones for a while. So this was really fascinating, that whole like show family. Starts out with Mickey Katz, his son is Joel Gray, and then his daughter is I think it's just Jennifer Gray. I forget. I don't know. I'm more interested in Mickey Katz than any of these other people. But that was Joel Gray absolutely massacring Cream's White Room. Before that, we heard White Line Fever, a classic from Merle Haggard from 1969. And we began with a neat little punk thing from the Forbidden Tigers, White Red Wine. You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. And it is a theme show, and it's all about the color white. I just have gotten really into theme shows over the past 2 years. They're just so much fun, and they're so it's such a neat way to discover a lot of different kinds of music and throwing it all together. So it's kind of neat. So these two are my backup shows. I got one that's all songs with the color black. This one's all color white. I had these shows already programmed out. Then I find out we're allowed to get back into the studio live, and I have these things. I said, let's just do these as my backup shows. So there you go. This next thing, I wish I knew where this band was. A band called Frenchie. They were like the hot ticket for a while in my world, as far as like when the lounge thing was really big with like Combustible Edison and Tipsy. Frenchie was right up there with it. And here's a really neat tune of theirs from their Che's Lounge album, which probably is like late 89, it's late 90s, needs to say it's a long time ago. And the pussycat fight starts, and here is White Sands by Frenchie. Zombo in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you.
This is my story about a white gardenia and a Sunday, a hot Sunday afternoon. Every seat was filled in the arena. Every seat but the one I paid for you. Listen, baby. Soon enough, the bull came out and charged. You could hear the crowd shout, "Ole!" But the matador couldn't find his white gardenia. Oh, and that was when he knew his fate. And here's why. Because the first pass with the cape was beautiful, and the second pass, he made a moaning sound. Then a bright red showed on his shirt. Everyone just knew that the poor man was hurt. But the matador, I said the matador, was lying on the ground. In the air, he was dying on the hot, bright sand, and just by his outstretched hand, I said a white gardenia lay right there. Thank you.
shining bright. And my tank full of gas, I'm a fighter tonight. Paint a white light on the front of my windshield, trying to get to you. And days, but your pretty face keep shining through. I try this and that and this. I would trade it all for your first little kiss. I paint a white line on the front of my windshield. Follow it on to you. A cop, and there goes the knife. Paint a white line on the front of my windshield. Follow it on to you. Now I'm running around, that's fast and going. Keep your fingers crossed, keep your porch light on. Keep the right line on the front of my windshield. Maybe tonight I find you.
What?
Yeah, what you got there is a Pittsburgh favorite. That is the Bel Airs doing White Port Lemon Juice. So every now and then, like, man, some of that Pittsburgh stuff. So this is kind of, this is something I just want to mention. Before I lived in Pittsburgh, I got a lot of other music from all other places. And I would especially do a lot of like tape trading with other guys, other music. And this one guy just kept sending me stuff. He goes, this stuff out of Pittsburgh that was real big Pittsburgh hits in like the 50s and 60s, this is something you should pay attention to. And he actually called it like, you know, Pittsburgh style doo-wop, Pittsburgh style oldies. And I finally made sense. Once I got here, I saw this whole underground thing that was happening in the 50s and 60s here in Pittsburgh. Also, it didn't just happen here. A lot of this stuff I hear that was like Pittsburgh oldies is actually the same as El Paso. When I lived in El Paso in the 50s and 60s, they're lowrider music. So the lowrider music was almost very, very similar to like what they would call like Pittsburgh oldies. So that was kind of fun to actually live in El Paso for a while. And then all of a sudden it was like, wow, so the Pittsburgh thing actually is down here, or did it go the other way? Probably, who knows? It spread like some crazy disease. Before that, a weird ass tune. You would not believe that synthesizer thing that sounded like I don't know, like On Hold music. That was actually Ike and Tina Turner. Well, probably Ike Turner when he got himself a synthesizer. And that was called White on White. Rare recordings from Ike and Tina Turner. Before that, we heard White House Blues, Scott H. Birum. And that was from his Lo-Fi Mojo record. Always puts up some nice stuff. Classic rockabilly from the Barn Shakers, White Line. White Lightning, I mean Moonshine. That was Mr. James Brown from the album Black Caesar from 1973. So James Brown did some great instrumental stuff. We heard White Gardenia from Bert Russell. So that was that's an old like, I guess, you know, an old death tune. Before that, White Collar Crime by one of the hottest chicks and coolest gals ever. And I'm talking about Grace Jones. Just a heck of a person. We heard the Johnny Paycheck tune, Stay Away from the Old White Train, a song about his cocaine addiction, done by The Fall. And a really a very easy to listen to version. It has a nice hook to it. It almost like something like some of the earlier Fall stuff, the first section like around the 80s with Rick Smith, where it was really palatable and really melodic. That was from that. Long White Cadillac, the Dave Alvin classic from the Blasters, done by Dwight Yoakam. And I hate to say it, Yoakam's version is just so intense because he has Pete Anderson on guitar and really tan it up. From 2004, Dwight Yoakam. It was probably before that because that was off of Greatest Hits. Gang of Four. This is kind of cool. From one of their last records called Happy. And this is before Andy Gill died. And it was a good record. But I've been with Gang of Four like since the onset. When Entertainment came out in what, 77, 78? It was like, that music set me, that just set me on my ear. I never heard anything like that. And Andy Gill always said, I want to play guitar that doesn't sound like guitar. So he actually tried to figure out how to make the guitar not sound like a guitar. And he did a pretty amazing job with that. But I liked him through that phase. I liked him through, when Hard came out, they lost a lot of people that liked them because they got electronic and added some funk. And I loved that stuff. And then it just kept going on. And I really liked them. Sorry, I like them. Frenchie started things off with White Sands. And we are doing all white today. So it is part of a dualities thing. It's a backup show. It's a pre-recorded show. It's a backup show, pre-recorded show. I have a show that's all white, all black. So I have two backup shows. You get what you get. Up next is a real...